Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on? Is this Victor?
Yeah.
What's up, man? It's Dustin RDI. How you been?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, man. Good. I figured I'd call and check in on you, see if there's anything I can do for you.
All set right now. There's nothing.
Nothing going on? No finish? No loose? Lab? Natural?
You know what? I'm looking. I think I need a 3-carat oval.
Okay.
Natural.
Nice.
3-carat oval natural, yeah. Between 3 and 3.25. Like an H in better color, an SI in better.
How about like a... Let me see, hang on. Oh my gosh, these prices are dropping like crazy. Insane. Okay, I have a beautiful 3-carat. It's an eye color, SI2.
Yeah, no, anything better? It could be a little bigger than 3.
Better, what about ISI1?
ISI1. Fluorescent or no fluorescent?
None.
What's the ratio on that?
It's a 130 ratio.
So it gets a little fatter.
Still, it's actually, believe it or not, though, it's a 1063 millimeter, so it's pretty big.
Nothing in the HG color, right?
I have a GVS2.
GVS2. Wow, what's the carat weight?
3-carat even.
Okay, what are they going for?
35,925. I mean, the eyes, man. Like, I mean, I have the SI1 looks great, but some SI2s, like, I have a 327. I mean, it's an ISI2. It does have strong in it, but it's 22 grand for a 3-carat. It's crazy. 3.25.
What's the measurement of that?
1165 by 8.3.
What's the ratio?
It's a 140.
It's 140. Is it eye clean?
Yeah, it's a nice stone. Very nice. Like, listen, man, I'd love to, for free, like you do what I did last time, free both ways. I'd love to send you like 3 options to show this guy. I mean, I could do the SI. I mean, you got to show the 3-carat ISI1 for sure. The 3.25 ISI2. And then just for fun, like throw in a little more expensive option like this GVS. Guarantee he'd pick one of them.
I mean, I can show it to them.
Show it. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. And then, listen, I see this all the time. If they come in, they don't like it, they want something different, I can have you something different next day, 100%.
So send it Monday for Tuesday.
Okay.
Or when, yeah, either send it Monday for Tuesday or Monday for Wednesday. I don't know how you do it.
Okay, sounds good. Are you closed? What days are you closed?
Monday. That's why I said don't send it today for Monday.
You can't do, I do free overnight tomorrow, too.
Well, the problem is, see, if you do overnight, they'll get here.
They will, and they won't get there too early because my Saturday is afternoon.
Your Saturday is afternoon?
Yeah, it's not like super. It's like not right in the morning.
You know what? It's safer if you do it Monday.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, because I don't know about who's going to be working tomorrow in the FedEx. How do you ship anyway?
FedEx.
FedEx. Yeah, I would. I don't need it to be here tomorrow. So you
all
can
right.
just ship it on Monday. You can reserve those, right? Or
yeah,
or
for sure. It's just the only thing is like it could be gone by then because it's held. But I mean, listen.
Got it.
I mean, honestly.
Well, then try it for tomorrow. That's fine. I mean, it's not costing me anything. So I'll tell the FedEx. So it's tomorrow afternoon. Before what time?
Tomorrow afternoon. It'll probably be around noon or 1 p.m.
That's perfect. Okay.
All right. You want all three options that I told you about?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's do it, Victor. What day would they be coming in, you think?
I'm going to show to them next week.
Okay, beautiful. Midweek, okay. I assume?
Yeah, probably Wednesday or Thursday.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.